Blog Talk Radio.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. Yeah. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I'll receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry.
Other radio programs and then say,
where's the beef?
Tune in each day to Omega Man Radio,
the show that will put meat on your spirit man's bones.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
It's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to be good. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
I'm excited. I can't stand it. I love it.
And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. Don't keep it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive!
And Jesus came to them and said,
all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
And right now, he's calling out to you, and he's saying, Lazarus, come forth! Lazarus, come forth!
And you'll have that joy. It's not a joy in the world to give you. It's
ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Tonight is our premiere show, episode one of the International School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer with the professor, Dr. Pat Holliday. We're going in this program to learn and actually put into practice how to do intercessory prayer for our families, our schools, our cities, our nation, those in government office. We're not going to sit around anymore and complain about what's going on and say, I wish there was something I can do. As we've always said, one man or one woman can make a difference, binding and loosing. And when you get a group together of believers that are like-minded, walking with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and praying, we can affect changes. It's already started to happen, folks. We're going to be talking about some of the things that Dr. Pat Holliday has seen. And we're going to dive right into it tonight. So without further ado, let's get Dr. Pat on. And I hope you have your coffee ready. I'm drinking Senseo tonight. These are those little pods that you put in the little coffee machine. You pour the water in, hit a button, and you have a cup of coffee. The only thing, it doesn't have a warmer, so you got to drink it fast. So I've got a fresh cup here, and I'm glad that you have tuned in tonight, and I would hope that you would spread the word about this new program that we're going to be doing, which I believe can buy us some more time. And if God still chooses to keep us on the timeline, well, we can save a few more people in the process. Praise God. Let's get Dr. Pat on. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm up and ready after 6 hours on the radio last night.
What a night that was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And, you know, God's people are waking up all over the world, actually.
Praise God, yes. You know, we've got people tuning in from India, Scotland, the UK, Canada, Germany, you know, Australia even. I mean, every week we've got new reports coming in, people that are tuning in the program. And, folks, if you missed last night's shows, programs, we were on with Dr. Pat at 8 o'clock for the School of Deliverance, and we had a number of people that couldn't get in on the first show but wanted prayer. So Dr. Pat was gracious enough to stay up late, and, you know, she has to get up and preach Sunday morning. So I praise God for Dr. Pat and daylight savings time. I hope you got an extra hour, Dr. Pat, sleep last night. But
well, you know, I did.
Really, Dr. Pat never sleeps, to tell you the truth, because every time I talk to her, she's writing. You know, she's praying for people. So I praise God for you, Dr. Pat. But, you know, last night, Jesus Christ set some people free. We had people that were delivered of demons, that were filled with the Holy Spirit. We've seen people come to Christ for the first time. So I praise God for what he's doing.
Amen. He just needs people interested, and then they get to see him move dramatically. When they're interested in his program, then he will come out from undercover, and they can see his glory. The problem is in many of your churches today, Christians are not being taught spiritual warfare, intercessory prayer. They're not being taught the things that we need to spiritually survive. And so when you call for a prayer meeting, only a few people show up. And that's where you really, truly do see the glory of God when you're in a prayer meeting. And the Christians are standing there all with one accord. And so I just give God glory for the people that are still able to turn in and see what God's doing. Now, you're always going to have doubters, and you're always going to have resistors of the truth, and you're always going to have atheists and humanists and funny Christians that don't walk right, all kinds of mixes that are going to come up and challenge and stand against the truth. But God's people, if you will, just stand and do what God's called you to do, you'll see the glory of the Lord. Because, you know, Satan fights Christians. And if you're a Christian and there's not any fights going on around you, you better check your baggage and see if you really are Christians, because you might not be, you know.
Amen.
And so you need to be excited when you see a woman that was raised in a satanic family, like we saw last night, and she was set free. There were two of them last night that were in very, very bad shape.
Yeah.
And the chat room came together in one accord, and they were very, very serious about getting that lady free, and there was no question about it. You see, when we come in one accord, that's where the power is. Whenever Jesus told his people, do not leave Jerusalem until you receive power from above. And then the next scene in chapter 2 of Acts, you see them gathered in the upper room waiting for the power from above to descend. And, of course, we know that as being the Holy Ghost. But those scriptures make a point to say that they were all in one accord. This is one of the most important things that Christians, true Christians, have to understand and begin to walk in. One accord. If you're a real Christian and you have aught with your brother, you're supposed to go to the brother and ask, what's wrong? Well, forgive me if I offended you. Things like that. You don't go off in the corner and start tearing that person down, because if you do, God doesn't take lightly over those kind of things. So we as Christians need to learn to walk godly in a Christian manner, but we need to strive to walk in one accord so that we can begin to see the anointing and the power of God just break open all over the world. And God can do that. He really can move dramatically from city to city, from place to place. And so this is going to be a prayer meeting tonight, and I want the people up on the chat room tonight to do like you did last night. Just stay in one accord as much as you can. If an unbeliever comes up there, let a mature, somebody that knows doctrines of salvation and a minister to go over and take them over in a private chat room and minister to them and pray with them. If somebody comes up and they're offensive, everybody just take authority and bind the demon, cage it up, and ask God to save that person. Don't say any mean things to it. If it gets out of hand, Obama man will knock them off the air. But we're after souls, and after all, if a non-believer comes up, we have to treat them with love, and we have to go after their soul. And binding the devils of Antichrist, rebellion, unbelief, everything that God shows you, and caging it over that person and commanding those devils to disengage against that person's mind, and then you release the power of the Holy Spirit to convict that person and for those devils not to be able to continue to speak to his mind until God gives him a chance to make a decision. Then you get your mind back on the prayers and flow in one accord. But it's very important. Now, let me tell you, like last night when we were right in the midst of a heavy deliverance, our chat room got divided. There was a couple of unbelievers on there. And then some people started talking about Obama and this and that. Well, see, we're not talking about worldly things here. We're talking about you learning how to defend yourself and you learning how also to defend your nation and your city, your families, and so on and so forth. So if you're not listening to what is said and adding to it as a believer, for instance, you can come up and add a script, plug a scripture in that infuses what the conversation is about for the other people. That you are a part of this tonight, and we are depending upon you. Amen? Because
Amen.
We're going to get some wonderful things done. Now, another thing that you need to understand is that in supernatural spiritual warfare, you can bring every one of your thoughts into captivity. The Bible tells us that it's not good for us to accept satanic thoughts in 2 Corinthians 10:5. And how do you do that? You do it the same way. You take authority over the thoughts that are coming into your mind. You bind those thoughts in Jesus' name, and you say, you speak to it, and you say, the Bible says that I can have the mind of Christ, and every idle thought and every devil that's trying to implant thoughts on my mind, I bind you and command you to get out of my mind in Jesus' name. And capture your thoughts. Yield your thoughts to the Spirit of God and to His Word. The devil likes to play around with people's minds when prayer is going on. So I'm telling you to bring your mind into one accord. Then the things that you would want to pray about is you will take authority over your home, family, yourself, and you will use your binding and loosening powers that is given that are given directly to you from the throne of Jesus Christ Himself. Now, the binding powers are binding up the powers of the devil. The loosening powers are loosening the good things of God. Let me give you a couple of loosening things so that you can understand. You can say, Father, I loose the name of Jesus Christ, the spirits of deliverance, adoption, and you can name each person in your family if you want to that you're praying for, according to Matthew 18:20. And I release and ask you to send the angels of the Lord over their homes, over our country, over our city, over our churches, and so on and so forth. Now, when you do that and you have bound the powers of the strong man, the binding powers, you can write this down. Somebody can look it up and plug it in the chat board. Matthew 16:19, and then Matthew 18:18. And then Luke 11:21. Some people that don't have not been taught, they'll say, "Well, that's not in the Bible. They're weird. They're fake. They're doing strange things." Well, see, we back what we say up from the Bible, both using the Old Testament and the New Testament. So your authority, again, comes directly from Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and many other scriptures, to bind the strong man over your home, your family homes, your different brothers and sisters and relatives, townships, cities, blocks, homes. And you can specifically name people by name over your animals, your cats, your dogs, or any other animals you have. Now, you might say, well, now, what does animals have to do with this? Well, whenever you have an animal in your home, and if a witch is trying to work powers against your home, if they can't get to you and all your doorways are closed, and you're actively resisting the devil, then they look to see if you've got any pets or animals, and they will actually send devils to get into those animals. And then when you're least expecting it, or when you go to sleep at night, you know, the animal brings out from the yard into your house a spirit that's been placed in them. So you're putting the wall of fire around your house, the blood of Jesus over your house, and you're putting the hedge that no serpent can come through, and you cover your animals with the blood of Jesus and all those protective powers also. So this is the spiritual warfare powers that we have when we pray. Now, whenever you use your spiritual warfare powers that you have and you resist the devil, James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. In many instances, the churches across America no longer are teaching these spiritual weapons and spiritual warfare and who Jesus is and how he's centered in our life and we should be centered in his life and in his word. And because of that, you have Christians that have never been taught the foundations of their faith, and they are pushed here and forth by demonic forces because they're not resisting the devil, and they have not called on the Lord for divine protection, which is so important. Now, one of the problems that we're having here on these radio programs that we're doing is some of your Christians come in and they see what we're doing, they see the results, but they don't have the word background settled in their heart, and they have certain ideas that they've carried in to their spirits from their denominational churches. And they make their decisions on the judgments of men and what they think, and the writings of men and women of what they think. Well, what I'm telling you is, if the writings don't line up to the Word of God, if they're using funny, phony Bibles, just turn them off. Don't listen to them. Because those funny Bibles are not the Word of God. And once you settle that into your heart, that those Bibles are not the Word of God, then you can chunk those out, get you a King James Version, and begin to study the Word of God and connect it into these powerful spiritual warfare teachings that you're getting, and these powerful intercessory prayer teachings that you will be getting. Intercession has been a savior of my life. I tell you, if you can understand prayer, you will understand that when you go into prayer, you go right into the throne room of Jesus Christ. And in the book of Revelation, there's a scripture that shows that your prayers ascend into heaven and that they are placed in front of the throne of God as a sweet-smelling savor. In other words, God is sitting there on his throne waiting for you to arrive. Because that's your fellowship with him. That is exactly the same level of fellowship that Cain had with God whenever God would come into the garden every day in the middle of the day. And he would sit with Adam and they would have chats and they would fellowship together in the book of Genesis. And so people that don't like prayer, it's just really people that don't understand prayer. And there are also people that let the devil play around with their minds while somebody's praying. I can tell you that the way you learn how to pray is listen to each other. Listen, and you will even see in these prayer meetings, you will see people coming up to the phone and interceding, and they may not be as erudite in their prayer and their intercession as somebody else. And you might say, well, you know, that wasn't too deep. Let me tell you, it was deep to God, because
Amen.
It goes up to the throne as a deep, sweet-smelling Savior. What God does with a person that's learning to pray, he's sitting up there like a father with a little baby on his lap. And you know how a father is with a little baby. He'll pick his little cheeks, and he'll look at his eyes, and the little baby says that, and the dad says, oh, it said a word. That's the way your heavenly Father is with us. And so then he experiences your supernatural, spiritual growth as a Christian. And that's what your daddy God loves to thrive in, watching his children grow into powerful saints.
Amen.
So if you think, I don't know how to pray, just come on the phone. If you say, Daddy or Father, I prefer Father, actually, because that's what the Bible calls him. Just say, Father, would you please bring my husband into the kingdom? Thank you, God. And get off the phone. That's a delight for God. You had something, Omega Man?
Absolutely. You know, folks, it's not about what words we have in our vocabulary or how long we pray. It comes from the heart, and God already knows what we have need of before we ask him. So it's communicating with him, which many of us don't do, Dr. Pat. Now, growing up in the church, we had Sunday morning service, Sunday night, you know, Wednesday night Bible study. They would have the occasional prayer meeting, and usually there weren't a lot of people that would turn up for that. And, you know, they would pray for a request in the church, and, you know, that's awesome. That's what prayer is about. But I never saw anybody get into intercessory prayer on a high level, you know, for nations, to turn back the tide of the Illuminati, you know, these demonic organizations out there. And so when I started to get into the deliverance ministry, and I was playing some of the old tapes from the late 70s, early 80s, churches like Hegewisch, Win Worley, Dr. Marcus Haggard, they would be talking about how they would get groups together for intercessory prayer, and they would be praying against the Illuminati, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations. They would target these different elitist organizations. They would pray against government agencies that were doing evil things, men and women in positions of power as prime ministers. And they were talking about the changes that they were seeing effected. And then when they would be in deliverance sessions, you know, the demons would scream out and say, you know, all you do is get up and pray. You know, you've been sending these warfare prayer books around the country, and, you know, you've set back our agenda by 10 years. And I remember one story in particular where some of these demons that manifested were so irate, they said, you know, what you're doing is you're coming against our principalities and powers, and they're getting bound up, and you've just got everything in disarray. And we'll recover from that, and then here you comes another launch. You know, volley of warfare prayer, binding and loosing. You blankety-blank people, all you do is bind and loose. And what they were talking about was, on the East Coast, you would have people getting up, housewives, men and women going to work, you know, wherever they were doing, going down the road in their cars, you know, over a morning cup of coffee at breakfast. On the East Coast, they would pray, and it would stymie the principalities and powers. Mm-hmm. And then you got the West Coast waking up, and that was the other volley they were talking about. And then here they go. They get up, and they're doing binding and loosing prayers. And they were really putting the devil on the run. And then, you know, this was having great effect. You know, we've shared stories about governments that were toppled, like Manuel Noriega. Many times I've shared that story. And I started to think, I said, wow, that's pretty cool. You mean there were people getting together and actually doing something other than just talking about the problem we've got, or writing a letter to the congressman or signing a petition? You know, folks, at the end of the day, you know, that's good, but that really doesn't do a lot, especially when you consider that even a lot of the voting machines have been rigged now with the Diebold electronic voting, and that's another story. You know, they've got the backdoor software, and they can manipulate the vote. If you really realize what the root of the problem is, and that's demonic disease, you know, you've got demonized men and women across the globe that are having their strings pulled by Satan and his hierarchy, then you've got to realize you've got to come against them, and you've got to ask, you've got to bombard heaven, fight these principalities and powers, because that's who we're wrestling against. It's not flesh and blood, and that's what you've got to do if you want to see a real change. And so, I heard people were doing this, and then these people died. You know, I mean, old age. You know, these are decades ago, folks. Some of the stuff that I'm looking at, and I said, scratching my head, I said, "Is anybody doing that?" I started to ask around, and some of the people that we're affiliated with, they said, no, we really don't know of any organized effort anymore. Well, it's sort of like probably the naivety of Elijah, Dr. Pat, just came back from that session where they had seen all the prophets of Baal smitten with that challenge, and he thought there was nobody else left. Well, you know, God had his 7,000 reserved in the caves. And then I come in contact with Dr. Pat Holliday at Miracle Internet Church, and y'all have been praying for decades over there, and y'all have been seeing some powerful things happen. The only downside is y'all had a very small group to work with you, but still, God has done some amazing things through the prayer over there. So, you know, Dr. Pat and I were talking about this, and, you know, the whole concept of why don't we try to resurrect this thing and take it to an international level, now with the power of the Internet radio platform, and get people to join us, and let's build a huge intercessory army and see what God will do. Because, you know, I'm reminded of the scripture, Dr. Pat, over in 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm reading from the King James Bible. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Now, we've heard different televangelists say that. But then that's about as far as they go. They don't understand the power of binding and loosing and the spiritual authority that Jesus Christ gave to us. And as a result, they're not seeing much change effected. And so that's what we want to start doing here. We want to get this thing rolling. And I believe that we can see some powerful things happen, Dr. Pat. I mean, it would have only taken 10 righteous man for Sodom and Gomorrah to be spared. When God spoke to Abraham on that fateful day and said that I'm going to look down and see if what I hear is the case with Sodom and Gomorrah. And unfortunately, there weren't 10 men or 10 women that were righteous at that point. You know, on the other hand, Nineveh was saved because the nation prayed and they repented.
Hold on a minute. There's an important request up there. Please pray for my son who is having an autistic fit right now.
Okay,
we take authority over that in agreement with the chat room. And we break the powers and cage every devil causing that fit in Jesus' name. You will loose the mind of that boy. You will loose his body.
In Jesus' name.
And we command you to get into the cage. We ask you, Father,
in
Jesus' name, that Jesus is standing right in front of him. And we ask you, Jesus, that you will deliver him instantly. He's 8 years old, God. And we give you glory in Jesus' name for him to be in peace. In Jesus' name. We thank you for Joshua's healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name right now. So we can do big things with this. That's what the chat room is for. And the people are doing very well tonight, praying for each other and seeing each other are standing together. But as Omega Man was talking about, one of the things that comes to my mind, I've told it on other radio programs of other people's, is when we were over in Africa and the Islam man would pray over the city through a loudspeaker about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And one night, as he was praying, a cobra snake, an outline of a cobra snake came and stood in front of Pastor Dennis's window. And so at that point, we didn't know that the cobra kundalini spirit was associated with the Islam thing, because I had never really even ministered to anybody that was of that faith. That's weird, but we didn't have too many of them in our country at the time. And but when we would go into deliverance, we saw how that spirit would act, and it looked like a cobra snake, and we learned anyway. But we started in our intercessory group, we started taking authority over that prayer going over the city every night. And we commanded BOCI, which we cover all of our machines tonight with the blood of Jesus, and
yes,
and put the wall of fire around everything that we're and the people are working with tonight. We commanded BOCI to go and break the machine. And so the machine broke. And 6 months later, Bishop Kunko's minister was walking down the street. And he said, "Is that white woman still over there in Bishop Kunko's house?" He said, "How did you know a white woman was there?" He said, "She's gone back to America." He said, "'Cause she's binding our demons. And we don't like it." And so you see, that's a testimony from the other side. And I have other testimonies that we'll be sharing from time to time about binding demons, the person getting saved and coming and telling us that those demons came back and told them that we were binding them. So
well, you know,
anyone
Dr. Pat,
that,
for too long we have set by and been complacent in the American church. We've got the witches and the warlocks. They're organizing. They're praying. They're setting up covens across this country. They're organizing. We've heard at 6 p.m. every night. You've got the Muslims who will pray three times a day to a,
yes,
a demon moon god named Allah. You have this land literally being overrun with idolatry. We've got Moloch at the Bohemian Grove out in California, and our leaders are going and worshiping it. We've got homosexuals running rampant, and it's like a plague over this country, spiritual plague and also otherwise. But my point is we haven't been doing anything about it. They're building mosques in New York City near the site of 911. Here in Georgia, where I'm at, they've built one of the largest Hindu temples in America, with demon gods of cobra spirits and Shiva. And we're saying, "God bless America." No, God is cursing America because we're not doing anything about it. It is time
that's
that
right.
We take this land back. It's time we put the devil on the run. And the only way that's going to happen, my friends that are listening, is that if we organize and pray. How do we know that God won't hear our prayers? And it might buy us some more time. We just don't know. It's worth a try. One woman named Esther interceded for a nation, and it saved the whole nation of Israel that was about to be exterminated over there in Persia back in the
exactly.
day. Prayer works. The enemy is praying, and they're seeing great advances made. In fact, there was even a statement I read yesterday. It came from a witch who was on the internet, and she says, you're worried about, she's talking to Christians, you're worried about the rise of Islam. There's a billion Muslims. She said Wicca is growing at a faster rate. And you know what? It's because they're organizing, they're praying to the devil, and it's time we do something. If we don't do something, people, and we just sit by and we go to church for 2 hours every Sunday, throw a couple bucks in the offering plate, and then go back to living a regular life, and we don't get on our knees and pray and pull together, we are going to lose this nation. God will go ahead and bring the judgment, and it's loss. And there's a time coming where no man can work. But I don't know when the Lord's returning, Dr. Pat. I don't know the day nor the hour, but I do know that it says occupy till I come, and occupy is a military term, and it means take back the land. And so we've got to do everything that we can, and this is how we get started, by coming together and praying and interceding. And we've got a lot of authority through Jesus Christ to turn back the tide. The question is, are we going to step up to the plate and do something about it, or are we just going to say, well, you know, I guess it's all over with. You know, the devil's won. You know, he's taken this country back, and, you know, and all we do is we reminisce about the better times.
Yes.
I say we fight in the spirit.
Well, we do fight, and you see one person, and God is a majority, and where two or three are gathered in his name, he's right there in the midst of them. So we have, with one person, the majority. It doesn't matter if a whole country or whole world is against you. You and God make a majority. And so you have to see the power of God is able to overcome no matter what. And see, when we were praying over there in Ghana, and we were binding those powers, people started coming to the gate and knocking on Bishop's gate, Muslims, and saying, I want to get saved. People were pouring into the church the same way, wanting to get saved, because of the fact that unless you rise up and you stop the territorial taking devils, they will overrun the city. You can see that through America, because the majority of the churches, as I speak to you today, are either dead, cold, denominational, ritualistic, traditional type churches, or they're playtime churches where people are playing and getting goosebumps and jumping all around, saying, hallelujah, Jesus, let's have a party. I mean, you know, they are having Holy Ghost trance parties. They are having prayer meetings where they play backward music and lay down on the floor and do something that they call a contemplative prayer, where their mind goes someplace else in a trance for however long the music's going, and think that they have done something, and all they've done is they've given over their mind for that period of time to the demonic devils. And so God is calling a people, and this is what he told me a couple of years ago, Omega. He told me that we are in the great falling away and that he's coming soon. He said the churches are under bewitchment spirits, and those spirits are the same spirits that Paul came in contact with in Galatians. And he speaks very thoroughly about the fallen state of that church. He said that the people's minds have been captured by powers of demonic spirits working through facilitators. If you know what a facilitator is, that's a human agent that works under the powers of a demonic force that uses hypnotic powers. And so the Lord said in the book of Revelation, he said that he is going to give a call. Come out of her, my people. He said, my people hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And what he said was that some of these people are going to get up and walk out of some of those crazy churches, and he's going to lead them to what he called the hidden army. God has hidden saints, hidden ministers, hidden prayer warriors that are standing, listening to his words, ready to do whatever he tells them to do. But these people that come out of these phony churches that have been taught to wiggle around like snakes and laugh like hyenas and scream and dance like rock stars, these people that come out of those worldly churches are going to have godly people to teach them the word of God. And so that's why I keep telling you, pray for yourself first, then pray for your family and so on and so forth, that God will pour knowledge and wisdom into you. Because if one of these people comes to you, you either have to know where to take them to get the knowledge, or you have to minister to them. So that's where I think we are in church history. Are we coming back? I don't think so, personally. But I believe that we should pray for the church, the pastors, the country, the president. The Bible tells us to do that. We have a president that is highly rumored that our president is a Muslim. He was raised a Muslim. Every time he goes into a country, he goes into the largest Muslim temples and walks around in awe at all of the collective idols and things that they have in there. And he's a man that carries around a pocket load of talisman and little idols, and he carries a monkey god around with him that was specifically made for him when he became president from the Hindus over in India. Now, many Christians had prayed against the idolatry and the Muslim situation. However, some of them pray and they don't really know why they're praying or what they're praying. They just say, Lord, bless the president. Well, you see, if you know about idolatry and you know that there are forces behind the idolatry called demon gods or devils, and the leader of the country is depending on lucky charms and foreign gods to keep his government, to keep taking territory from us. And you know how to bind those things and cage those things. You can take the powers away from him. And so he keeps going back to India. Why is he going back to India? He's going back to India to get filled up again with the reinforcing devils. And so when he flew in to India this time, on the beach was a giant mandala. Most Christians don't know what a mandala is. What is that, Pastor Pat? Well, the Buddhists have been using mandalas in our country for years, and we've been praying and interceding about mandalas concerning these storms that come in and destroy cities. Because what and fires out in California, what the Buddhists do is they create a painting out of sand, and the sand painting will be a prophecy made in sand concerning their plan to take the territory. And so, for instance, we fought against some fires some time back because the Buddhists were burning California. They'd made a painting And they had the mountains in the sand. On top of the mountains, they had a number of people, and they had fire coming. And what the mandala meant, the interpretation was, that they were calling forth the forces from the other world, the demonic forces, to burn that area. And the number of people were shown up in the sky over the mountains. Now, how do they accomplish that? They accomplish it by, after they make the mandala, the priests take the painting down to the waterways, and they pour it into the streams, and it floats all out in the streams, and it arouses the water gods to come forth and create on our side of the world, which is the material side of the world, what that painting meant. Now, when Obama flew into India, here's this giant painting of sand of him on the beach, which means eventually the tide will come in and the water gods will take that mandala. What does the mandala mean? Well, you know, could it be the destruction of this person or these people? Who knows? But one thing for sure is, if he's depending on the Hindu god, monkey god, to save him and to give him power, he surely better hope that his Hindu gods are more powerful than the water gods that they made the mandala out of. But one thing for sure that I can tell you today is our God, Jesus Christ, is more powerful than both of those religious gods are.
Amen.
And that's why we have chosen to come and pray. Make sense to you?
Absolutely. Dr. Pat, how would you like the format to go? Would you like us to, on these programs, open up the lines and people that would like to pray or have a prayer request that we pray for, call in? How would you like it to go?
What I would like for them to do is to write their prayer request in the chat room, and that's one. And then let us open and intercede and pray for at least until the anointing leaves, which will probably be about 15, 20 minutes or so. Intercessors that are intercessors, if you'll get on the phone at about 25 minutes, we'll let you in first. And then we'll just see where it goes from there. And after the intercessors have prayed that are listed up on your web page, then we'll take prayer requests from the people. Does that sound good?
Sounds like a plan. And
okay.
What we'll have to do is we'll have to go to a break at the top of the hour, but we still got some time before that. So where would you like to get started?
Well, I want to congratulate the intercessors because they've been putting the scriptures up there, and they've gotten the message that the elect cannot be deceived, Matthew 24, and that's the truth. And the Bible says that if it's possible, even the elect will be deceived.
Yes.
That means that your God, Jesus Christ, is strong enough to protect you from being deceived if you're connected to him. And so that's why we say to connect yourself to Jesus. And when you want to go places, everybody's going to this meeting, you need to pray and you need to say, Jesus, do you want me to go to that meeting? If you get a witness in your spirit that says, no, don't go. If you go in a bookstore and you start to pick up a book, he used to do this for me all the time. I'd reach to pick up a book, and I would get a witness in my spirit, don't buy that. And you know, Omega Man, many years later, whenever I matured enough in the spirit to discern doctrines and discern error, the Lord took me back to the bookstore and took certain books and said, buy it, and I'll show you why you couldn't read it when you were a baby.
Yes.
And many articles and books came out of those things that I got when I was mature, where God showed me where those people were wrong. And if I had read those as a little baby, I might have gone off the pathway and might not have even been here to talk to you today, as many of my friends did. So the elect won't be deceived, but the elect must be submitted and committed to Jesus not to be deceived. Shannon?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. No, deception is it's widespread. You know, the word talks about that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. So God himself at some point in time, Dr. Pat, even pours out a strong delusion on the land, basically, the way I see it, to go ahead and settle once and for all the issue of the lukewarm Christian church. Folks, if you are lukewarm, Jesus will spit you out of your mouth. He'd rather you be hot or cold. And if you're cold towards him, at least he has something to work with, okay? God will make every way possible to give you an opportunity to come to Christ before your time expires on this earth. But if you're lukewarm, he will spit you out. And I believe that the time is coming. It's going to be very dangerous to not have made a decision for Christ, because what God will do is he will send a strong delusion that those that were not lovers of the truth will believe the lie. And it'll be all she wrote for you. You know, basically, you'll be put into the matrix, so to speak, and you won't be waking up out of this one, like with the movie with Keanu Reeves. So you want to make your decision this day whom you're going to serve and get on the winning team, which is God's side, because those that are in the middle, they're going to be right in the firing line between the forces of Satan and God's army.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be caught in the middle of the battlefield. So,
well, we also have to understand, too, that there are Christians that are caught up in the matrix and that are out in the world, that their believers have a promise. Just as the curses come down family lines,
yes,
and capture the unbelievers and the haters of God, the blessings come down the family lines, and God puts calls on those people's lives. And so some of our families have not made a decision for Christ at this point. So this is another reason why we stand and pray.
Amen.
So that God will open up the doorways of those people's hearts that belong to him.
Yes.
That have gone out into the world. We just don't say we don't pray for the people, because we don't know who the wheat is and who the tares are. But
Amen.
We do know this. We know that Satanists can be saved. I have delivered them. I
yes.
have led them to Christ. Some of them are in the ministries today. We know my book that you can find on MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com, Witch Doctor and the Man City Under the Sea. That man was one of the highest wizards in the world. And he made a commitment to Christ. So we don't know who belongs to Christ and who don't. What we know is our plan is to be submitted to God, ready to pray for the country. You know, even the president of the United States could turn and be saved. It says, pray for the leaders of the land that we can live in peace. That's what the word said. And
Amen.
So we pray according to the instructions of the word of God. The world is going to be lost. There's no question about that. The Bible says.
We're at the top of the hour, Dr. Pat. We've got to go to
okay.
break. Would you go ahead and give out your contact information, please?
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com.
Praise God. And folks, we will be back after this short break. So stay tuned, and this is an opportunity to contact any of your friends that were not on with us at the beginning of the program to tune in as we continue with the School of Intercessory Warfare Prayer with Dr. Pat Holliday. We'll be back after this break.
At 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, to the Omega Man Radio Network with your host, Shannon Ray Davis. Omega Man Radio is taking enemy territory for Jesus Christ, Yahshua preaching the gospel of the Messiah, and ministering in deliverance and miracle healing. Add some great guest interviews, and you have the recipe for fresh oil for the airwaves. Tune in at OmegaManRadio.com.
And welcome back to the the Mega Man Radio Network. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. I want to thank you for tuning in today, tonight, wherever you may be across this country or international, tuning in. Today is the show called The International School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer with Dr. Pat Holliday. I want to thank you for joining us, and let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Dr. Pat, how are you? Are you back with us now?
I'm right back with you. And I'm ready to pray. I want to pray for everybody's family and for our nation and for souls to come in. And then we're going to open the lines up. So y'all be in prayer and one accord with us while we pray. And we'll see what God does, okay?
Fantastic.
Father, we thank you for this radio program and the finances for it. We thank you that you're calling givers into this ministry so that we can extend this program all over the world. We thank you that you have opened up the satellite and the shortwave radio stations, and our next stations are going to be AM stations all over the nation. So we invite our people tonight, God, to pray for those things to happen. We ask that you send from your throne, God, your angels to go forth and bring the resources for these programs that we're putting on. We thank you for all of our listeners and the people that are joining us on a regular basis, wanting to know how to pray, to do deliverance, and to do prayer for their families. So tonight, we take authority over every devil that is over every home of every single person that is listening, over their particular homes, over our relatives, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our fathers, mothers, our children, our great-grandchildren, and our grandchildren. And we take authority over those devils that have attacked them, and we cage those devils in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in Jesus' name, every listener that will listen to these MP3s, this prayer goes out for their families also. We bind these devils in Jesus' name in those cages, according to Matthew 16:19, Matthew 18:18, Luke 11:21. In Jesus' name, we bind the strong man over those homes and every devil that has come to rob, kill, and destroy. You said that you came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. We loose over these homes life and life more abundantly. We pray for all of the children and relatives that are caught up in the world, that are have been caught up underneath the occult spirits and the sex spirits and all of these other worldly, alcohol, drugs, whatever. And we bind those devils, every Christian that was raised in the church, we pray for their souls to return to the kingdom of God. We cage those devils over those people in Jesus' name. And Father God, we send the warring angels to war against the devils that have them bound. You said a house divided cannot stand, and we divine the power and the kingdom of the devil concerning our country, townships, cities, blocks, our dogs, our cats, our animals, everything that we're praying for tonight. All of those devils have to divide. We forbid them to talk to each other. We forbid them to be able to get strength from the powers and the principalities over their cities, over their homes, and over their churches. And yes, Father, we pray for the church of the Almighty God. We ask you, God, for mercy. There are so many people that are caught up in the false gospel, Some of them are just totally blinded. Some of them once knew you. Some of them just followed the minister. Some of the ministers have just fallen under bewitchment spirits and powers of the devil and false doctrines. Some of them love you. Some of them knew you when they were children. And we ask you, God, to go into those churches and convict the pastors, convict the people. The Holy Spirit is the convictor and the convincer of who Jesus really is. And we call those souls into the kingdom of God. And we ask you, God, in Jesus' name, that you will have mercy and open up their cages. We bind and break the cages that the devil has over their minds and their subconscious minds, and we command those devils to go into the cage, and we loose their human spirits, and we disconnect their minds from the words and the links and the ley lines of the witches and the warlocks. And we break those things, and we surround them with a wall of fire, and we surround them with the hedge of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus over them. And we ask for conviction to reign over every church that belongs to Jesus, because you said, Lord, the gates of hell would not prevail. We take authority over this demonology that is in our highest order of our government, all these communist spirits, these Muslim spirits, these witchcraft spirits, all of these devils that are taking control of our land. We bind you up. We ask you, God, to have mercy on America. And we particularly ask you, Father, that you will place the angel that you have over the United States Republic to guard our land. We give you praise and glory tonight for each listener. Open up our eyes to see, our minds to understand, and our ears to hear what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to the church in this hour of time. We bless everyone listening. We release the blessings of Abraham that is shown in the Bible in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus. And we release everything that the devil has stolen from these Christians, we command him to take it back sevenfold. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Omega Man.
Amen. How about we bind some strong men? Father, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the authority you have given us, we now bind the strong man over all evil spirit powers working in and through the falling. I'm going to call them out. Here we go. The Illuminati, the Council of 13, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Bohemian Grove, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve System, the Internal Revenue System, Service, the United Nations, Socialism, Humanism, Liberalism, Communism, Atheism, the Kremlin, Peking, the Church of Wicca, all Satanist churches, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, Babylon, the Pope, the Beast and False Prophet, Antichrist, hospitals, prisons, One World Government, New Age Movement, International Monetary Fund, Witchcraft and Zodiac Powers, the World Council of Churches, the Body of Christ, all true believers, Israel and Jerusalem. We break all the curses, vexes, hexes, and spells over these people, places, and institutions in the name of Jesus Christ. The president, the vice president. I'm talking Obama. I'm talking Joe Biden, the cabinet, all senators and representatives on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, the Supreme Court, all federal judges, the Pentagon, the State Department, Hillary Clinton, all the states, the governors, the state legislatures, counties, cities, families and businesses, homes and possessions. We bind all these evil spirit powers operating to control and subvert these groups, and we loose upon them the spirits of burning, destruction, judgment, and confusion, and loose warrior angels to attack and destroy them. We also loose the ministering spirits of God on our loved ones, our country, our businesses. We loose the spirits of adoption, grace and supplication, truth, peace, love, joy, sound mind, praise, worship, prayer and holiness. Also obedience. We loose the ministering spirits of grace, mercy, conviction, repentance, deliverance, and the seven spirits of God, which are wisdom, counsel, understanding, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we also bind the strong man and any or all of Satan's strongholds, all satanic rulers, doorkeepers, and all connected or related spirits of witchcraft, Satan worship, human and animal sacrifice, black magic, witchcraft control, and mind control working in and through the world, the United States, in each of our states, our counties, our cities, our townships, our suburbs, our streets, our neighborhood, our block, our home, and our church in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And upon any and all of Satan's children partaking or planning any evil work against us or our families. And right now we loose in the name of Jesus Christ the spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, destruction, also the spirit of adoption over in Romans 8 and 15, to lead them to the Lord and the spirit of deliverance to free them from the bondage they are in. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to send forth your protecting warrior angels over each ceremony, coven, witch, and warlock, so that no curse or demon can emerge or be sent against us tonight. And in Jesus' name, let those that love cursing, let it return back to unto them. Of course, with Psalms 109:17. And Father,
amen.
We ask that you would send special angels to protect, hide, and put a hedge around us tonight, around all of our children, and for those in the deliverance ministry, and also for all the people and animals that will be sought out to be sacrificed or cursed over these demonic holidays in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Dr. Pat?
Yes, Lord, and we bind for all of the unbelievers that come up on the chat room. We take authority over every devil that is guiding your mind in the name of Jesus and your spirit, and we command them to go into the cage. We disconnect them from your minds in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that you bring the angel to read the word of God over that person and those people in Jesus' name, day and night. And we forbid those devils to guide their life until they have a chance to be saved. We ask you, Holy Ghost, that you go and convict and convince that Jesus Christ is Lord, that there is no human being that is God, and there's no human being that knows the time that Jesus is returning, because Jesus himself said, only the Father knows. We give you praise and glory and stand against all the occult activity in the vessels of the people in Jesus' name, and command that automatic handwriting to go into the cage, and all fortune-telling and witchcraft shamanism spirits to go into the cage. And Father, we release everyone that they can be set free in deliverance in Jesus' name. I think that if they want to start calling in now, they can.
Amen. And if you'd like to call in, we're going to open up the lines. The number is 917-889-2745. If you'd like to pray, we're going to take your calls. And while we're waiting on some calls, how about we lose some people in their finances, Dr. Pat?
We release the finances over every true Christian in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, that you look over your word to perform it in our lives. You said that you would bless us as we come in and as we go out. You also said that the evil one would have to give us back a sevenfold of everything that he has stolen. We call back a sevenfold in the name of Jesus right now, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory, and we release confusion into the enemy camp, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, we rebuke Satan and all of his demons and command them to loose us, our family, our finances, and our friends from any and all curses, vexes, hexes, and spells that they are throwing against us. So right now we command you, Satan, and all of your evil spirits to loose us and our family and all the things that you have stolen from us. things that you've stolen, like happy marriages, our finances, our jobs, our families, our ministries. We break any and all demonic powers from off of our finances in Jesus' name. We command you, Satan and you foul spirits, to stop robbing us of our blessings and blocking God's perfect will for our lives. We refuse to allow you to steal anything else from us. And right now, Lord Jesus, if there is an open door in our lives to the adversary, please show us and help us to close it in Jesus' name. And we command you, you foul spirits and Satan, to loose all natural resources, land, animals, money, or finances that may be owed to us, and all the things you have stolen from us and that are ours through the blessings of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to restore unto us anything that Satan or the demons have stolen from us, and that he would pay it back sevenfold. In Jesus' name. Dr. Pat, doesn't the word say that when the thief has been caught, and it's talking about Satan, that he has to give back sevenfold what he's taken from us?
Yes, if somebody will look that scripture up, I think it's over in Proverbs, and type it in so that they can stand on the word. Also, if you have particular requests, this is a time that you can write personal requests down, and we'll pick it up and be praying for it at the same time. And I agree about this cult that's trying to be impressed against me in the name of Jesus. And we cast it into a cage, and we ask Jesus Christ to touch and heal in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. And I'm in agreement with the person in the chat room that picked up on that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that scripture is Proverbs 6:31. 6:31, if someone likes to go ahead and pull it out and type it in there.
Praise God. We've got our first call. Mm-hmm. Should we go to the phone?
Yes.
Okay, let's see who we've got here. Okay, we've got you on the line, caller. You're on the line with Dr. Pat Holliday. What would you like to pray about tonight?
Oh yes. This is a pretty good program tonight. Two simple questions before I get into my point. Number one, when is Michael Bodea coming back in your program? Because he's always very good. And when is Al Cuppett coming back in your program?
We hope to have Michael and Al coming on very soon. In fact, Al will be on next week.
Really? What day?
I believe he'll be on right now as it is Thursday.
Great. And now,
sure.
Now here's my main point, which is. Just be encouraged, because you know what? The underground church is going to be very, very strong in America when times get bad. And I thank you, Omega Man, for praying for me with the other person. I thank you for that. And you know what? Pat, just don't look at just America. Look at the world. There's revival going on around the world. It's this country that's going down, and when bad things do happen in this country, it's because of reaping and sowing, where we're going to be a third world country, but God will raise up the underground church in the South and Midwest, and there's going to be an underground railroad from the North, East, and the West Coast leading Jews and born-again Christians to the South and Midwest, where God's going to have sanctuary cities already set aside and worked out by the time all this stuff happens, and it's going to be far worse than what people realize. And Pat, I'm so glad that you're interceding for the land, and you know, intercession is very, very valuable. In fact, I should be doing more interceding for my area. In fact, right after the election, me and a friend of mine took signs, and we were praying over the landmarks of Boston, because of how wicked Boston is. We prayed over the State House. We prayed over City Hall Plaza, that pole where the gay flag is, and particularly the John Hancock Building, because I've been sharing this warning for a while, that God showed to me that Ground Zero is going to be around the Hancock Building in Boston because of its wickedness. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more of us out there than people even realize.
Well, would you like to?
Yes.
You like to pray tonight?
Oh, sure. I'll
go ahead and say a prayer.
Sure.
Yes, Doc,
we prayed about Benny Barney Frank. I mean, I was so distressed when I saw that he got back in.
Oh, I was too. I mean, in fact, it really grieved my Holy Spirit that Barney Frank, in fact, got in there. But it just shows that God has put a strong delusion upon Massachusetts, which I affectionately call Marxachusetts. But yes. We can.
The point of this show is to get together and pray. So let's keep these lines open, and
sure,
people
I'll
like
pray.
To pray. And why don't
I'll
you go
pray.
Ahead and pray right now, brother?
Sure. I'll pray right now. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll bless these two people, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will you'll maintain the Omega Man program, because it is a good forum for the saints to come on here and pray for deliverance, Lord Jesus. I pray for that guy that's been delivered on Omega Man's last program I was listening to. I pray that the blessings will come upon them. I pray that you will preserve the remnant, and I pray for the underground church, Lord. I pray for the underground railroad, Lord. And I pray that, because things are not going to be the same as they are today, Lord Jesus, and we just take this stuff for granted, Lord. And I pray for great blessings on these two people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And God bless you. I'm going to let other people get on the line, and have a good night.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, brother, for calling in. And if you would like to come on the air and pray tonight, the number is 917-889-2745, or toll-free is 877-806-2482. We'll bring you on, and you can pray. That's what this program is tonight. It is a prayer meeting. It is the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer. This is our first broadcast, pulling the brothers and sisters together across the world to come together and agree and pray. And, Dr. Pat, I have no doubt in my mind that we can see changes effected when we pray and we use the authority Jesus Christ has given us to bind and loose in his name.
Amen. And I take authority over every person's job situation and their businesses in the name of Jesus. And I bind the powers that are stealing the inheritances of God's people, according to Matthew 16:19 and Matthew 18:18, we bind the strong man and we bind every devil. We come against the spirits of mismanagement, poverty, lack of failure, bankruptcy, stagnation. I lose into each category just mentioned: wisdom, inventiveness, aggressiveness, profit, service, fairness, truth, honesty, the Spirit of the Lord, according to Isaiah 11:2, and prosperity through Jesus Christ, according to Deuteronomy 8:18, 2 Corinthians 8:9, and Mark 10:24. We thank you, God, that when we call on your name, that we are sitting in heavenly places with you, according to Ephesians 2. And we call this to be done in Jesus' name.
You know, Dr. Pat, the word says that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, or a house divided against itself will not stand. It'll fall. And what we're going to do, folks, right now, we're going to do some civil war in Satan's kingdom. And I'm using as a scripture verse here, reference Matthew 12, verses 22 through 32. Also Mark chapter 3, verses 20 to 30. And it's also in Luke 11, 14 to 23. We're going to pray a civil war in Satan's kingdom prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now we command Satan's demons to fight against and destroy each other, according with Ephesians 3 and 10. And specifically, we command all marriage-breaking spirits and family-hindering demons to attack the spirits of Ahab and Jezebel. Right now, we command the demons of power and control to attack the spirits of pornography and eros, the spirits of violence and torture to attack all the spirits of human subjection, degradation, and submission. We command the spirits of riches and wealth by greed and covetousness to attack the spirits of lust for one-world rulership, one-world currency, and total control of the world system. Father God, as they're trying to plan right now and bring us into a new currency and destroy the dollar.
Yes.
And right now, the spirits of anti-capitalism, we command you to attack the spirits of poverty, hatred for believers, and anti-Americanism in Jesus' name. You know, Dr. Pat, we have done so much for this world, and they forget it. They have a short memory. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, let the spirits of war between the nations and the spirits of destruction, let hatred and anger attack the spirits of political and spiritual blindness, rage, mockery, vengeance, evil political science and influence, the Illuminati and communism in Jesus' name. Let the spirits of Antichrist, 666, and false religions attack the spirits of Roman Catholicism and Masonry, the spirits of infirmity, sicknesses, weaknesses, deformities, and accidents. Lord Jesus, let them attack the spirits of alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and abortion. Let them destroy the spirits of mind control and darkness and attack the spirits of Leviathan and pride. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to loose burning, judgment, and destruction upon all disobedient and reluctant spirits that fail to follow these commands in Jesus' right name. And right now we take authority over every foul demon spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no legal right or grounds to reside in us tonight, and Jesus Christ has defeated you at Calvary 2,000 years ago, and you must now loose us and flee in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to send your angels from heaven to execute this order of eviction, and Satan, you and your demons must vacate God's people and property right now, or you'll be forcibly removed in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ, we break curses on both sides of our families, back to Adam and Eve, which it would interfere with our future happy marriages, our families, our descendants and ministries. Right now, specifically, we break any curses of illegitimacy which may be on any of us in our family back to 10 generations on both sides of the family. And we destroy every legal hold, ground, and right that demons have to work in our lives. And we bind and command all connected, related, and resulting demons to leave us now in Jesus' name. Dr. Pat, we have another caller just came in. Shall
okay,
we go to the
let
phones?
Me pray this first.
You go first.
Father, we pray for this at Lena,
yes,
the six-year-old sister that has leukemia.
Yes.
And we take authority over those devils that have attacked her blood system. And in the name of Jesus, we bind every devil and the stepfather who has tormented in Jesus' name. All those devils are bound. And we command those spirits to lose their power over her blood system. And we ask you, Jesus, that you go and touch her from her head to her feet, and let your blood roll through her veins. And we deliver her in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. We give you the glory in the name of Jesus. Now we can take that call.
And you know, Dr. Pat, before I take this caller, I really don't know how to pray, but I'll tell you what I do have in my hands. And I want to ask you for some other material that people can get a hold of. I'm holding a booklet called Warfare Prayers Booklet 4, which was written by Win Worley many years ago. And it's a little tiny booklet that has got some great prayers, and I understand many people were praying. Do you have any texts that you recommend that people can get a hold of and, you know, can just get out whatever time of the day it may be that they have some time and just start praying?
Well, I have in all of my inner deliverance manuals have prayers in them.
Yes.
And I remember that there are prayers of intercession up on the webpage, too.
Oh, praise
also.
God.
Also. And so they can just go to www.patholiday.com
yes.
or miracleinternetchurch.com, and they can find all kinds of resources there, too.
Oh, praise
I'm
God.
I'm familiar with that prayer manual that you have from Win Worley, and appreciate it very much. And so is that for sale or what?
They can get that over at wrwpublications.com for about $3. And, you know, Dr. Pat and I discovered another manual. It's free for download. Old brother Dr. Marcus Haggard, the old veterinarian. He went home to be with the Lord, I think, back in 84, and he wrote a really cool prayer for, you know, the nation, families, businesses, and we'll put a link up on the website. We found that it had been salvaged. A lot of his work was destroyed after his death by some of his family members, we're told. And praise God, this survived. And it's a very powerful little ebook you can download. And we'll put a link up there. We found it. It's still circulating out there. So that's another one. And, of course, Dr. Pat Holliday, for those just tuning in, before we go to the phone lines, give out your contact information once again.
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. And they can find lots of free MP3s, sermons, television programs, teaching on DVDs, all kinds of articles and things. And I'd like to also remind that RemnantRadio.org has a lot of my stuff up there. Plus,
yeah, that's right.
He has a lot of our radio programming up there, plus a lot of other people's things. So you can find him. I think it's actually RemnantResourceNetwork.org. But there's all kinds of things that you can find if you're looking. And
Amen.
If you're interested, God will put good materials in your hands. And one of the things that we wanted to share real quickly is tell other people about this, because this is how the church grows, is when you bring people that have needs up, or you bring other Christians that are looking for truth, and we put it on your email every Sunday and every Saturday. And we'll grow. And I believe we're also on satellite today, and we were also on shortwave radio. Now, how can they find those links, Brother Omega Man?
Absolutely. What you can do is you can go over to the main website, OmegaManRadio.com, and we have links, for example, to Remnant Radio Resources that Dr. Pat mentioned, with Brother Paul Pilgrim. With regards to the satellite, today we launched on American Voice Radio Network. AVR1 is the channel, and that's a KU-band satellite signal that goes out across the USA and people pick up with dishes. So we air every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time on AVR1, and even if you don't have the satellite dish, you can go to AmericanVoiceRadioNetwork.com. And you can click on the little player there on the webpage at the time of the program. And I checked it out. Sure enough, we ran tonight. It was a great program. We have an hour there. And then we're up on WWCR shortwave, which is it's an actual antenna. It's 100,000 watts. And it goes out over the entire United States. They actually, depending on your frequency, you can get into other countries as well. And first, we have decided to blanket America. There's a lot of people, Dr. Pat, that do not have Internet or do not trust the Internet, and so they rely on shortwave. And so if you have a shortwave receiver, every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, we're on WWCR, and the frequency is 9.350 megahertz. 9.350 megahertz. It's an hour-long program. The lead out on that happens to be Alex Jones' InfoWars, and they're one of the longest-running shortwave programs out there and alternative radio. So he's got a big audience, and we praise God for that slot, because we believe we'll be able to pick up a lot of people that are getting ready to listen to his program, and they can receive the message of Jesus Christ and deliverance. So if you want, again, to know how to find those, just go up and look at the channel directory over to MegamanRadio.com, and I've got links now up there to those that we mentioned.
All right, let's do pray for Alex Jones. You know, I listened to Alex Jones, and Alex Jones confesses that Jesus Christ is his Savior.
Yes.
And I heard that Texie Mars is his pastor and married him, which, by the way, I saw Texie Mars up on that satellite program today.
Oh, yeah.
He has a program up there.
And he sure
so
does.
We have to pray for these men and these women that are exposing these bankers, which we bind all of their plans and plots up in the name of Jesus and cage those devils in Jesus' name. But we have to pray for the people that are putting their lives on the line for us. And people are going to gossip and slander people that are doing something. That's just part of the game. They did it with Jesus. They said all kinds of ungodly things and still do about our Lord. So I don't care what they say about me, and I'm certainly, Mega Man doesn't care what they say about him. I know Alex Jones doesn't care, and Steve Quayle. There's so many people that are out there telling truthful things.
Yes.
That we need to include them in our prayer. So real quickly, I'm going to ask Omega Man to pray for those that are lifting up the truth, whether they be Christians or not, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father God, in agreement with Dr. Pat and the believers out there, we lift up these people, God, that have decided to take a stand for truth. And God, come against the lies of the enemy and the controlled media outlets, which are just doing nothing but brainwashing people and feeding them lies after lies, God, and setting them up to be part of a great falling away. So we lift up Alex Jones tonight, Father God. We ask that you unloose the Holy Spirit to him, that if he does not know your son, Jesus Christ, that you would lead him to you. And Father God, if he does, we're just asking right now that you would strengthen him. We're asking for a hedge of protection around Alex Jones. I ask God that you would bless him. Surely, Father God, he has a lot of people that would like to take his life, and so we ask that you would loose warrior angels just to surround him and his family. We apply the blood of Jesus over him, his wife, and their sons in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I ask that you would open his eyes and give him the boldness to speak more about your son, Jesus Christ, and that is the answer. It's not joining the Tea Party, Father God, that will turn this country back. We lift up Brother Paul Pilgrim of Remnant Radio Resources. We lift up Steve Quill, Father God, Tex Mars. Any of these men and women out there, God, that are preaching the truth, we ask for a hedge of protection around them of the Holy Spirit, a wall of fire, according to Zechariah 2 and 5. We apply the blood of Jesus to them. We ask God
Nathan
that
Leo.
Bless their finances. Nathan Leal, Father God. David Ells of Unleavened Bread Ministries. Michael Boldea. Dr.
You
Jonathan
people
Hansen.
On the chat room, go ahead and name people while he's praying and he'll catch you. Go ahead.
Father God, these people that are out there preaching the uncompromised truth of Jesus Christ and trying to sound the alarm. And we bind and cage any foul spirits in any of these people that we've mentioned that would seek to attack them or cause them to be depressed and throw in the towel. Because, God, it's not easy to get out there and preach the truth, because, as we know, there are people that will rise up and try to slander you, that will spread false accusations and gossip, that we actually pray and speak word curses against you. Even people that would call themselves Christians, Father God, are guilty of this. So we're asking for protection. We break hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of these people that have mentioned, off of Russ Dizar, off of Joseph Jasinski, off of John Gogan, Pastor Michael Thiero Hegewisch, Pastor John Franklin, Dr. Pat Holliday, Pastor Dennis at Miracle Internet Church. Father God, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus.
Bill Pringle. Tom Horn.
Vincent Xavier. Patricia Xavier. Matt Miller, Scott
Demon
Johnson.
Demon Busters,
Father God. We thank you for Stan Madrick and his wife and the website
Scott
out
Johnson.
There, God. Scott Johnson. Father, we lift up all these men and women in the name of Jesus. We break all hexes and vexes and curses
true
and
news,
spells off
Rick.
Of them. Rick Wiles, God, right now that has been preaching the truth for over 10 years and has come under attack. John Gogan of Agape Bible Fellowship. Charles Holtzhauser, God, which has come under an attack of that's been trying to bewitch him. We bind
Matt
those
Miller.
Foul spirits that have come to attack him, and specifically with Charlie Holtzhauser, God, we bind the spirits that came in to attack him in NAM. We bind the spirit of infirmity of Agent Orange. And, Father, when I talked to him a few weeks ago, he was in stage 4 of dialysis treatment. We bind all foul spirits that would attack his kidneys and liver. And any of these people, God, David Wilkerson,
Oh, Rich Keltner and Mark Martin.
And Rich Keltner, we bind and cage up any foul spirits that have seek to attack him, God, and keep him from the deliverance ministry. We bind and cage all those foul spirits and command you to loose him right now in the name of Jesus Christ and come out and go in the cage. And again,
David
all
Wilkerson.
These curses that have been sent against these men and women of God, like David Wilkerson.
Yes.
We command them to come off of them in the name of Jesus and go back to the demon that sent him sevenfold.
Kim,
we looked up Art Bell, Father
Michael
God.
Bodea.
Art Bell, who was married to a witch. We,
Michael
God,
Bodea.
God, he knows the truth, though. We lift him up. We lift up Michael Bodea. Peter Coolin.
Jeffrey Red.
Jeffrey Red. We lift up Jeff Rensi. And many of these people that have alternative radio programs, again, Tex Mars. And, God, we ask that you would strengthen them. We ask for a hedge of protection around them. We apply the blood of Jesus to them right now. We ask, God, that you would wake up everyone out there.
Revival Fire Ministries.
Let us understand the time and the hour. We lift up Rando and Bombs. We lift up Grok.
Yes.
We lift up Revival Fire Ministry, Mike Bradford. God, we ask that you would cause all of us to redeem the days because the days are evil and give us the boldness to preach the truth. We cannot please everyone, Father God, so why even try to please? We just need to preach
Monteith.
The truth. Stan Monteith.
John Stedsmiller.
We lift John Stedsmiller, Hawk up there, Father God. Andrew Strom. George Norrie, Father God, a great man. But God, he may need your son, Jesus Christ. I don't know his situation.
Yeah.
We're asking that any of these people that were mentioned, that if they don't know Christ, that you would send the Holy Spirit to convict them. And you know, Doc, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Dr. Pitt,
Dave Hunt.
Dave Hunt is, I believe
Mike
he passed on and went home
Brad.
To be with the Lord.
Dave Hunt died? I didn't know that. Okay.
As far as know, he was a great man of God, Dave Hunt, he's gone. George Ann Hughes, Zoe Mortal. Father God, Benjamin Cream, which is a mouth for Satan, we bind and cage all his foul spirits right now. We bind all the spirits that are operating through him and this foul spirit of Maitreya. We bind it up in Jesus' name and command it to be caged up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Val Valano,
God, lift her up. And, Marilyn Manson, right now, Father God, I ask that you would shrink his caged demons that were caged last week, another 25%.
Yes.
He does not know Christ, so we can't cast them out, Lord. We don't want them to go back in sevenfold, but if there's any new ones that have come in, we bind them up right now. We bind and cage all foul spirits operating through Marilyn Manson and his 800,000 followers on Facebook. We bind and cage them up, too, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lynn Dickey,
Father God. Lift her up and strengthen
her.
And
all the husbands and wives of these ministers, everyone that's been ministered and their children, their families, we lift them up in the name of Jesus with your divine protection around them in Jesus' name. Glenn Beck, yes, we bind up that Mormon spirit in Jesus' name.
And loose him and come
and
out
him and
Jesus
his wife,
Christ.
And he used to be a Christian God. And so the Christian men that you have surrounded him, we ask that they speak of Jesus. And Pastor Terry Jefferson, Bill Glade, Jerome Corsi is a good one. Yeah. Kathleen Albright, Michael Hogan. See, our people are knowledgeable.
David J. Smith.
In agreement.
Chuck Misslin, Chuck Baldwin. We lift them up, Lord. And Father God, I have a special request tonight, and it's for Michael Douglas, who may only have weeks to live, according to the word that we're getting. Right now, we bind that foul spirit of cancer. He's been diagnosed as fourth stage. And I know, God, without your intervention, he probably does not have much time to live. So we break the curse that was sent against him by the doctor that told him that he has very limited time to live. We break all curses that have been uttered against him of death and destruction. We bind and cage all his foul spirits that are operating inside him, the spirit of Antichrist and the Illuminati, which he has supported, along with Oprah. And we also bind and cage your foul spirits in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm asking that you unloose the Holy Spirit to convict Michael Douglas right now, and along with his father, Kirk Douglas, a favorite actor of mine, Father God, from Spartacus,
Yes.
He claims to have come to Judaism, but he does not know your son, Jesus Christ, and that's the only way to make it. So we bind and cage all foul spirits that have come into either Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas, and also their son that's in jail right now for 5 years. We bind and cage his foul spirits in the name of Jesus, and we apply the blood of Jesus to all three of these men. And I'm asking, God, that you would move ministering spirits to them right now. God, give them an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ.
Amen. And Dana Smith and David Smith, Chuck Misler, Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Butch Paw, Pastor Holliday.
Lindsey Williams.
Lindsey Williams.
Strengthen him, Father God.
Yes. And Brian LeBoux is recovering from jaw cancer. And we break those cancer spirits and bind them and cage them and command them to leave that body in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Lee Grady from Charisma Magazine.
Father
Amen.
God, we lift up Denise Matthews, formerly known as Vanity, whom I talked to the other day during a dialysis treatment. God, it's so bad that she has to go at least three times a week. And we, right now, we thank you that she came to Christ, and we bind up that foul spirit of infirmity in her and any foul spirit still operating in her. We cage them and command them to loose her in Jesus' name. We claim healing, command healing to go forth right now for her kidneys.
Here's
the name
of Jesus. 3-year-old Ezra Matthews, 3 years old, has cancer. We take authority over the chemo treatments. Helen,
of cancer.
From here in Jacksonville, we take authority over these cancer spirits and break their powers in the name of Jesus and command those cancer germs to go to the pit of hell right now.
In Jesus'
name, we release healing and power over every one
of
them. In
Jesus'
name. Now, I want you all to start writing in local pastors that you know that need prayer. I pray, L.A., Missouri, Paul Washer, Daniel Ott, yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the new Congress that just came in, God, we pray for the Senate and the Congress. And we pray for anointing to stand firm, to stand against socialism and all of the communistic spirits and all of the oppressive spirits that's trying to chain Americans. Stephen Benning, Matthew Stevens, we pray for those men in the name of Jesus.
We bind and cage their foul spirits in the name of Jesus, and we cut off the tail of Kundalini that is operating.
Yes.
Inside of them, and we command all the foul spirits to be caged and bound up in the name of Jesus. Loose them in Jesus' name.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Dr. Joy Pugh, in Jesus' name. Stan Deo, Zeth Daniels.
Right now, Father God.
His wife.
Lift up.
Also, Zeph. In Jesus' name.
We bind any spirit of mind control, any foul spirits that came in through incest or satanic ritual abuse in Zeph Daniels. We bind and cage up all his foul spirits. Loose him and go in the cage in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of infirmity of cancer that is attacking Stan Dale. Command it to be caged up and come out in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb. Derek and Sharon Gilbert have very fine radio program. We bind them and keep them going in Jesus' name.
Dr. Pat, we now have three
callers
on the air.
Yes, I know about Joy. I know
we're
about
going to,
Joy. What we're doing is praying for people that are not saved, that are saved, people that are giving out truth. So if they're not saved or if they're in error, we pray that God will bring them into the truth in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. And if you would like to call and pray tonight, we'll open up the lines. Let's go to the first caller. Caller, how are you tonight? Caller from area code 928.
Oh, yes. Hello. Can I just go ahead and let you guys take another call, or I'm just going to continue to pray?
Would you like to pray tonight for anything?
Oh. specifically for fellowship, it's very difficult to find fellowship in my area.
I think everybody is kind of battling with that. You want to just pray for all those listening out there that they would be led to a church where they can get some good fellowship?
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Are you going to, Pat, you going to pray?
No, you go for it.
Lord, I just seek and desire so much to fellowship with other believers, Lord, and it's so difficult in this dark hour. We just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I just lift up the people out there who are having the same issues and who are having the same problems, Lord, that they would be able to find the connection to those who are your children, your elect, your called out in these last dark hours, Lord. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer, Lord. Thank you.
God bless
Amen,
you, brother.
Lord.
Thank you, brother, for calling in.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Pray for this woman, Christy, who is dying from MS. And we ask, God, that you send workers in the field to speak of the name of Jesus and make sure her soul is saved. In Jesus' name,
we
give
you foul spirit.
Truth.
We
give you praise
in
the name of Jesus for every single person that has been lifted up tonight and the ones that haven't, God, that we will continue to lift these people up throughout the week, that we will not forget them in Jesus' name. Oh, Pastor David Meyer, good, great man of God.
Great man of God.
And we pray for him. We pray for him in the name of Jesus and has done a lot to uncover the powers of darkness. In Jesus' name, we pray for Suzanne and all of the people that have gone through deliverance over these airways since we've been on. We pray and ask that you continue to surround them with warring angels and with the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And we surround all of the people that we've been praying for tonight with the fire of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, the wall of fire
Suzanne,
and the blood
Bridget,
of Jesus
Sandra,
and the
Giovanni,
hedge of protection
Mike,
and linking warring angels. And we put to confusion the enemies. And when their names come under scrutiny, that confusion will come on. We protect them from the government, from the IRS, and from everything that would try to plot and plan
Sinatra,
against them in Jesus' name.
And we're going to go to the next caller. Caller from area code 612. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Joe.
Joe, there you go. What would you like to pray about tonight, Joe?
Oh, just Bob, I'm here in front of my mom, just praying for her. I'm thinking also, you did mention Andrew Strom, and I look at some TV show on Sundays, and it's Betty Davis's daughter, B.D. Heineman.
Really?
She seems kind of right on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We pray for her in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, she's got like a testimony where her, I guess her mother was involved. Her mother was practicing sorcery and stuff. It's an interesting testimony that she has. She comes on, what's it, Harvest TV, World Harvest, on Sundays.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'm here with Mom.
And Joe, I had asked you to call in, so let's pray for your mother. And I'm asking everybody out there tuning in to be in agreement with us right now. Joe, what's your mother's name?
Her name is Matilda.
And how old is she?
She's 82.
Okay, and she suffered from a stroke, and does she have partial paralysis?
Yes, she, it looks like it. It looks also like one hand is, like, twitched upward, you know? And then you have, like, looks like she broke one hip that was never diagnosed, and so she can't walk.
How many years has she been unable to speak?
Just about maybe nothing at all about 6 months ago, but before that, a couple of words, you know, maybe like a year. It's been like a year.
So she's not able to speak, and how did you communicate with her?
Just through through signs and just through, like, just feed her. Just, it's kind of like, you know, she feels my presence, and she knows I'm here, and I think she feels the love, and that's what I came into her.
Well, let's pray for her tonight. Why don't you lay your hands on her as a point of contact?
All right, sir.
Father
go
God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in agreement with Dr. Pat, and Joe and the listeners out there, and we lift up this lady, Father God, that has been unable to speak as of about a year ago. Right now, we take authority over all the foul spirits inside of her. We cage them up in the name of Jesus. We bind the strong man and gatekeeper and command him to loose her right now in Jesus' name. We bind all foul spirits of infirmity. We bind stroke. We bind paralysis. All spirits that are affecting her speech. We bind crippling arthritis. Any foul spirits that are involved with her not being able to speak or move, we rebuke you and loose her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to loose her tongue in the name of Jesus and loose her mobility in her arms right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells that have been sent against her. We break all witchcraft that has been sent against her, commanded to go back to where it came from sevenfold. We break all generational curses that came down the family lines back to 10 generations on both sides of her family. Any foul spirits that have come down that are attacking her right now, loose her and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Pour the blood of Jesus over her, and we say, Lord Jesus, in your word you said that through his stripes we are healed. So we stand on that right now, and we command healing to start flowing right now. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let your tongue be loosed, and let the ability to walk again come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray and ask right now, Father God.
Amen.
Wow.
We pray for this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I just made, she made a couple of sounds there.
Good. Good. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll just continue to keep believing, you know?
Yeah, just keep calling and praying, and we'll stand with her.
Amen.
Has she been saved? Has she been saved?
Sister, I believe so.
Yeah.
You know? But I have a friend, he's listening in Wisconsin, and he's really happy to hear about this program, his brother Wayne. So I'm not sure if he's ever going to call, but he has issues with ringing of the ears.
Mm-hmm.
His brother.
Well, we bind all the tendonitis in Jesus' name. Command and loose him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, brothers. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, for calling in.
Thank you. And,
that was Joe. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
For those of you that can't find fellowships, that's why we have Miracle Internet Church up on the air, so that you can find good, strong teaching, MP3s, television programs, and articles up there. And it's called MiracleInternetChurch.com. We also have many e-books up there. And so I want to challenge you also to pray right now for these radio programs that we're doing, that God will spread them around the world and that he will give us finances to be able to go deeper and deeper and further so more people can come into the kingdom. Father, I lift up Omega Man in this radio program. I thank you for strength. I release over him all that the devil has stolen from him a sevenfold, as you gave a promise in Proverbs. We give you praise, God, that you gave him a vision. And when he began to get the vision, he had no idea exactly what you were going to use him for. But even now, as we talk, you're doing more than we could have ever imagined. But we know that you have a bigger vision and a bigger scene. Because you said in your word, without a vision, your people perish. I ask that you give the people that come up on this chat room a vision, that people that are caught up in darkness, sitting in these dark churches, that you will begin to draw them out. I see that Patricia King is having a conference with Learston. And we all know that Learston was uncovered having some homosexual experiences. And we know that Patricia King is a former witch and still does witchcraft. We bind that up in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father God. We bind and cage all their kundalini demons and cut their tails off in the name of Jesus Christ. All the foul spirits operating in this, and Peter Wagner, Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, the New World Order Antichrist spirit, trying to bring all these, Paul Zink. Father God, we bind those foul spirits and command them to be caged up in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would drop the scales off their eyes in Jesus' name.
Amen. And you know, Father, this Patricia King has Father moved up to Colorado.
Yes.
And if anybody lives in Colorado, you really need to take it as a point of prayer. You can find a lot about her up on my newsletters on Remnant Resource Network.org, and you'll find out that this is a treacherous move that brings in a false anointing, a false Holy Ghost, a false Jesus, and another gospel. And so we need to stand for the people that are caught up under these bewitching spirits. And Father, I know in my town there are a lot of my friends that I used to know that are under the powers of darkness, and we just lift up all of our towns in the United States that are under these bewitching spirits, and we dry their finances up.
Yes.
You told me that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, and these are the wicked. We call that wealth into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, into the ministries of his true ministers, and into those that are getting the gospel out. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we pray you in Jesus' name that truth will go forth through every bailiwick in this country and in the world. We particularly pray for England tonight. Our friend Jonathan was not able to join us tonight, but Jonathan asked for prayer. And we lift up his prayer request for England and the Parliament, and for our Christian brother, who is Hargraves, a big man of God in government over there. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We bind up the powers of Wicca, Hollywood.
Yes.
We bind up all of those demons that are putting all of these demonic movies out.
Yes.
Disney World, Warner Brothers, all of these rock bands, we call them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We pray for all of the pastors that have gone astray, the prosperity pastors that don't really know you, God, that are seeking you for promises of wealth. And really, there's not much wealth left in our nation. They need to turn to Jesus. We give you praise and glory for all of the pastors in my town. I lift them up. I ask you to call them out from underneath the bewitching spirit. And you all pray for your town as we're praying for our towns. We give you praise and glory for the ones that used to know you. And we ask you to give them a call back quickly before it's too late. We thank you, God, that you will show them that all of this money that they've siphoned off of the body of Christ will be used as a testimony against them at the throne of God, that you're not interested in great big cars and houses and yachts and horse racings and whatever else they're doing, that you're interested in people and their souls. We pray for the souls of the people of our nation and England, and India, and Scotland, and the people that listen into this radio and all around the world. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. And Jonathan is going back to the Parliament, and we pray for what his requests are. And we bind every devil over the minds of the people in the English Parliament, the New World Order, the Rothschild Foundation, over that and over in our parliaments, in our Congress, in our Senate. And if there's Christians in the Senate and the Congress, let them be vocal. And we pray for Ron Paul, who wants to reopen the Federal Reserve investigation.
Yes.
And say, let it be so. We pray for Lynn. We pray for Lynn's health in the name of Jesus. We command every devil
Spirit
to leave
and, Jesus
and
name.
Release her from all pain.
Be healed in Jesus Christ.
Jesus' name. We give you praise for her in Jesus' name. Her
yes,
ministry
and,
also.
Father God, right now we take authority over all the foul spirits operating and the witches and warlocks and the sorcerers around this globe. Right now we bind and cage all the foul spirits, all the demons that they're using as their sources of power. Your power has been revoked today. Go into the cage in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be able to use those foul spirits to do your beckoning anymore. The Lord rebuke you. And we put a cage on all those foul spirits. And we put a tent over all the covens internationally. Apply the blood of Jesus to it. We command civil war inside of those tents. All the foul spirits must attack on each other in the name of Jesus Christ. We lose blindness and confusion on them in the name of Jesus. You know, Dr. Pat, a few days ago I was praying, and I got my King James Bible out, and as Al Cuppett says, you know, the King James Bible will talk to you.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
The Bible is a supernatural book. It's the Word of God. It's a living book. And, you know, I said, God, is there a word for me today? And I opened it up, and it's never fallen open to Zephaniah before. But I'll tell you what I got. I got a verse over in Zephaniah, and that's a very small scroll, by the way. It's only about two chapters, but I'll read a part that I got. It says, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon man, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Now that's the preface for the word that the Lord gave me. I had actually opened it up.
Give that reference again.
I'm reading out of
Somebody
Zephaniah.
Typed it in.
Zephaniah, chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. That was the preface. And I actually opened the word, my finger dropped and pointed right at chapter 2. It says, gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. And I believe that's what we're doing tonight. We're gathering together. Before the decree bring forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Because I believe right now he's angry at this nation, and his wrath is getting ready to pour out. It says, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. And here's the important part. It says, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. You know, I believe we're getting together right now. And I believe that we're praying and we're doing something that the whole country should have been doing for a long time, and we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in.
Amen.
And I don't know if he's going to turn his judgment back on this nation or not. It doesn't look like it. But I do know that if we will obey his word and seek him, that we can be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger and wrath.
Amen.
And that's what praying is about, folks. We can still effect a change. It's still daylight, because there is a night coming when no man or woman can work. And what we're doing here is we're trying to do what we can, and I believe God will respect that, because we're not sitting on our butts and just saying, well, you know, I wish it was different in this nation, and then we go back to knowing what we're doing. We're actually picking up the sword of the Spirit, and we're trying to make a difference. And even if it's just a few people that are plucked out of the fire, Dr. Pat, it's worth it at the end of the day. We really don't have an idea, like you told me the other day, until it's all settled up in heaven, what impact our prayers had. We may have thought someone died and went to hell, and it was you actually praying for them and God had mercy on them and plucked them out of the fire, and we meet them up in heaven one day.
Amen.
Who can tell?
That man that used to be in Black Magic, we would like for you to call in and give a testimony if you feel led of the Lord to do that, because it encourages other people that are entrapped to know that Jesus Christ can deliver anyone.
Amen.
I would like for you to go up on OmegaMan.com or PatHolliday.com or Miracle Internet Church and get that book, Witch Doctor and the Man City Under the Sea. It is a very powerful book of one of the very high-level wizards in the world. And also, call in tonight if you feel led and give us a testimony. Because Jesus is Lord, and that's what sparks people to know that, hey, you know, I'm in darkness, but Jesus can get me out.
Amen. We looked up Brother Romeo out there that God saved. We lift him up right now. We ask God for a blessing on his finances. We ask that you would use him in a mighty way to help others come out of the dark side of the occult. Strengthen him, God, and encourage him in the name of Jesus Christ. And, you know, before my dad, my father died, Dr. Pat. My father passed away in 2007, the young age of 57. He told me, he says, where there is breath, there is hope. And, you know, when we go to bed at night, we have no guarantee that we're going to wake up. That could be the last breath we take before we go into eternity.
That's right.
And that's especially important for those that don't know Christ, because if you don't know Christ and the spirit leaves the body, it's over with. But where there is still breath, there's hope to make a change here. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, thank God. God gave me one more day. It must be that I still got work to do, that we all got to do out there. So, you know, we can't control everything that's going on out there. But what we can do is we can affect some change in our families, with our friends. And who knows, you know, only God, that the person that you get out there and you work with and you preach the truth to, and they were to come to Christ as a result, it could be one Dr. Pat that goes out and wins 100,000 for Christ. You know, when
Amen.
You plant seed
you never
out
know.
There, you never know what the harvest is going to be. You could get a 100-fold return. And I'm talking in souls. You know, it says that he that wins souls is wise. So we should never take for granted the impact of our prayers, because prayer is powerful, and prayer changes things.
Amen. Amen. I want to pray for two doctors. One of them, these are friends of mine, and one of them has a muscular disease.
Yes.
And the other one has a daughter whose son-in-law is an alcoholic, and he's quit work, and so he doesn't have to pay alimony to his own kids and his wife. And we just take authority over this devil. The Bible says that you're worse than an infidel if you won't take care
yes.
of your own family. And we bind those demons up in you, and we say in the name of Jesus that you will not have 1 minute of peace. You will not enjoy one drink that you drink, and we command those demons to torment you until you give in and support your wife and your children. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for the wife and the child or the children. And we release them, and we release what's rightfully theirs, a part of that inheritance in the name of Jesus, must come to them, and that the courts will look after the wife and the children's interest in Jesus' name. And we pray for this man that has a muscular problem. And we command every devil that has come to rob, kill, and steal the Christian man, we break the powers over his life in Jesus' name and release healing. And ask you, God, by your stripes, he be healed And we break every family curse coming down upon him. And we say that he is healed in Jesus' name in agreement.
Yes, and Father God, I'm going to be bold here. We're lifting up all the battered women out there who have been physically abused by their husbands, all the children that are being abused sexually by these pedophiles. Father God, I ask that you would loose blindness on these people who are beating their wives and torturing these children. And I ask that you'd loose blindness on them in the name of Jesus until they repent.
Amen.
And they come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. Pat, we've got a caller here.
All right.
You know, it's not enough, Dr. Pat, that they'll just try to smack a pedophile on the wrist and maybe tag them and track them.
Yeah.
You know, the law doesn't seem to frown on that those wicked acts that are going on out there. And I got angry there for a moment. And, you know, it's time that stuff comes to a stop out there.
Amen.
Okay, here we go.
We command them, all of the pedophiles, we command them their sexual organs to be limped.
Yes, Father God.
And they cannot even get a desire up.
That's
we
right.
Find all those lust spirits and perverted spirits
of
every ungodly thing,
in Jesus name.
And we command them to go into the cage in the name of Jesus. We release repentance over each and every one of them. And, Father God, we ask for your divine protection over every child in Jesus' name.
Amen. And caller from area code 719, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were looking for somebody from Colorado.
Amen.
Yes.
You'd like to pray for Colorado?
Oh, I thought you were looking. You had somebody there that was wanting somebody to meet up with somebody here in Colorado.
Well, one thing I know about Colorado is I just read an article that some major witches' covens are headquartered in not only Boston, Massachusetts, but in Colorado. So,
well, if they are, that's probably Denver.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
We know they've got a big FEMA bunker over there underneath the Denver airport.
Yep,
so there's
a
lot going on there, including a plan to make that the new seat of government after D.C. is taken out, apparently.
There's also... you want the largest conglomeration of witches in the country, that would be Santa Cruz and San Jose.
Well, Patricia King has just recently moved out there, I forget where, but in Colorado.
Okay, that's what I had heard when you were talking about somebody in Colorado. And
yeah. She's a third-wave minister that was the pastor of Todd Bentley. And is a major leader in this Kundalini, another Jesus, false Christ, another gospel movement called the Third Wave. And she is admittedly a former witch. Her former name was Patricia Coker, C-O-K-E-R. There are articles up on... Remnant Radio Resource. Well, it's remnantresourcenetwork.org and also patholiday.com.
I'm a former black magician myself.
Oh, okay. Well,
did you come to Christ?
Testimony.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he said former.
Omega Man. I was on the other night over on BAMS.
Okay.
And
fantastic.
The testimony on Set the Captives Free as well.
Okay, so you came out of the occult. Give us your testimony. We'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Give us the executive version while we're waiting on some more calls.
Okay. Actually, my full testimony can be heard on Set the Captives Free. Lynn's got it on there. But, I had started out when I was in the Navy. I had gotten into some stuff where I'd gone out to a friend's cabin, and his cabin the weekend before that I was out there, they had done kind of a impromptu play around with seance, lighting a fire in 5 points, and some stuff happened, had orbs come out of it. And this was the weekend before I was up there. And then when I went up there, a lot of things happened. And I believe that one of those had followed me back. And that was actually the demon that I had ended up using, conjuring when I was in Black Magic later on. But it, you know what? It really hadn't occurred to me until I started doing doing Lynn's show that was the same demon. It just kind of put two and two together after I'd started doing the testimony on the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, did you go all the way in it? Did you actually join any local covens?
Actually,
or were you just kind of a solitary?
I was pretty much a solitary. The only reason I would go to any kind of covens is I was also a psychic vampire.
Now, would you astral project?
Yes.
And
I was also what was called a dreamscape.
Okay, tell the listeners out there about the reality of astral projection. What would you actually do? You would separate your soul from your body, attached
to
a silver cord?
A lot of it has to do with meditation. You meditate till you can actually visualize yourself from being outside your body and gathering up your energy and then projecting it out. I'm not going to go into any more specifics of it. Because
so just the general, you were actually leaving your body under demonic power, though, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when I was doing Dreamscape, I was causing nightmares.
Now, would you target a particular person and
astral
project into maybe their bedroom?
Yep.
Could you see what was going on?
Yeah. I could go
let's
right
talk
down
about,
to it, cause all kinds of nightmares, all kinds of horror, kinds of things.
Let's talk about Dreamscape just for a moment, because in Africa, people in Africa know about dreams, and they know that dreams either come from God or they come from the devil, and they know how to do spiritual warfare. When a dream comes, they wake up and they just don't say, oh, I had a nightmare or I had a bad dream. They know that they wake up and they do spiritual warfare because a witch has soul traveled to their bedroom, and sometimes the witch takes like you said, you were a vampire, so
vampire,
that means that you were there also to suck blood out of them.
No,
and you
no
you
not
didn't
blood.
Do that?
No,
you didn't
not
do
blood.
That?
A psychic vampire, hon. I'd steal energy.
Okay, energy then. But there are some that suck blood. But also in Africa, the witches bring food, and they feed food to those people. And whenever you have a dream of eating food, usually it's a potion that a witch has soul traveled and fed to you in your dreams. But the point is they have various things that they do, and I'm going to let you tell about some of the things you did in a second, but I'm just telling the people that what you need to do is you need to pray about your dreams. Because your dreams can come, and if a witch comes and does something in your dreams, you have to go through deliverance, because spirits come with that human spirit, and they captivate you. So that's one thing. And also pray for God. If you have a spiritual dream that's coming from God, ask him to give you the interpretation. And you go ahead and tell us some of the things that you did.
Well, a lot of times, okay, part of it actually had to do with astral projection. You would astral project out, and you would then, before that, you would be conjuring the demon. And you would combine your energy with the demon's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, basically, for that time, you're actually one with that demon.
Now, Mike, how far would you astral project? Let's say you were in Colorado at the time. Could you only go a certain mile radius from where your body was, or could you
go
across the globe?
I never tried to see how far.
Yeah, what would be an example of how far you went? Did you go into another state?
No, because when I was doing Dreamscape, it was usually for other people. You know, a good example, a friend of mine had a boyfriend that was screwing around on her. And so in the process of doing that, she was a friend of mine, so I would astral project and just totally victimize this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would keep him awake for days and weeks on end.
What kind of mm-hmm. attacks would you be able to do? Would it be against his mind or while he was dreaming?
Yes,
or could
yes,
you
mind
actually
attacks into his dreams.
Could you actually do any physical attacks on a person?
Never tried to.
Now, in
I
the course of this...
I never tried to do that in that way. If I ever did any kind of... I had other spells for doing things like that.
Now, basically, when you would do a spell, it would conjure up a demon, and the demon would go out there and carry out the order you'd given it?
Yeah.
Now, in the
yeah.
course of
usually
this,
have
did
to
you...
do a little bit of bloodletting.
Okay.
There's always, that's one thing with these demons. Everything has to do with blood, you know.
Yeah. So that's part of the payment for carrying it out, what they want to do. So if you're doing like a mixing up an herbal spell or doing a candle, you drop some blood on there and it would energize it?
Yes. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. In the course of this, did you ever come up against the blood of Jesus and a believer?
Yes, I had. As a matter of fact, that's part of the things I talk about when I was doing my testimony.
When you come up against that, were you able to get through?
The demon will actually come back and kick your butt.
Really?
Because
exactly.
they can't touch that person.
Yeah, exactly.
So because they can't touch that person and you've conjured them up to do that,
yes.
then they're going to touch somebody, and they come back, and since they can't touch the one they were sent to, they get extremely angry, and they'll come back and kick your butt.
And also what they do is they come back tenfold worse than what you sent them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
This is why a wise witch will go and scan the person that they're going to attack before they ever attack. The people that, well, let's put it this way. American witches are trained a lot of times through books and television and movies.
Oh, that's not witchcraft.
Well, what I'm getting at is they will think that they're very powerful because of the fact that something worked. And so they see a Christian and they go out and they'll work a power against someone like me. And like you say, they're going to come back and they're going to get their butts kicked. But a wise witch, that's somebody trained in witchcraft, like evidently you were. You're not going to just loosely, you would not just loosely let your spirit go and attack somebody without knowing whether you could be victorious.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, what you're kind of describing is the people that dabble compared to the people that know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, let me
ask
you a question.
That's what I meant to do.
Did you ever link up with any?
You see, there's so many people in our country that have been drawn into witchcraft and the occult through movies and
sure.
televisions. I've even ministered to children that were drawn into witchcraft through Harry Potter and seen deliverance.
It's worse than that, hon. All you got to do is you look at those scholastic book things that they send home with the kids, you know, like we had when we were kids.
The Weekly Reader, yeah.
No,
yes.
Well, yeah, it was kind of like that, but it had nothing but books and different things you can buy. You can buy witchcraft kits from Scholastic now for your
yes.
kids. And yes. and here's a little side note on that. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of those Scholastic books are underwritten by Grolier. Now, if you guys remember that from back when you were a kid, if you remember the logo was Moloch, the owl god.
Wow.
And
amazing.
That Grolier is actually a subsidiary of Lucius Trust, which was formerly, before they changed their name, Lucifer Publishing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer Enterprises. Well, you see, here's the thing, Mike. Whether they've just dabbled in it, watching a movie like Harry Potter, or, you know, they're watching any of these series or getting the books, they may not be hardcore, but they've just cursed themselves down to the third and fourth generation.
Yeah,
now they've been open up for demonic spirits to come in and attack them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The dabblers are actually more dangerous. It's more dangerous for the dabblers than it is for people that know what they're doing.
Now, did you ever have any regional meetings with any witches covens, and y'all get together and make plans for going against the Christians and trying to topple them down?
No, that wasn't what I was about.
Were you aware of any groups that were trying to infiltrate churches from the inside?
I don't know about infiltrating churches, but I knew of groups. To be honest, a lot of times with covens, what they call covens end up being these people that just get together and do silly stuff. And the few covens that I ever went to just really irritated me that way. It was like, when are we going to get to the real magic, you know?
But of the people that you talked to, did y'all ever have conversations about Christians and spiritual warfare?
No, not really. I wasn't really into doing that. I hadn't really talked to anybody that wanted to do that.
How did you come out of it? What brought you to Christ and opened your eyes that you're on the wrong path?
Okay. When the magic got to working on its own.
How so?
I had gone to somebody's house that I had done some witchcraft for. You know, the woman that I was telling you about with the
You were basically a sorcerer for hire, right? They would hire you to cast spells.
Yeah, but I wasn't even really hired. You know, I just did it. If they were friends of mine, I'd do it. If not, that
yes,
you know.
He was a solitary, so he didn't. He was under control of the demons. And what he just said is, when the magic started working by itself, he realized he wasn't in control of it.
Well, yeah, and this is what happened: is I went over there to this one woman's house, and I was trying to get off the street. And she wouldn't let me in. I made the mistake of saying something like, I don't know how, I don't know where, but, you know, I'm going to get even with you. And then a couple days later, I found out that her dad just suddenly dropped dead.
And yeah, there's life and death in the power of the tongue.
I don't know for sure if that was from me saying that. I know I was very angry. I know when I had what was called a perfect hate. I hated everything and everybody, including myself. And when I was angry, this demon was so ingrained into me that I wouldn't have to say a word. If I was angry, I wouldn't show it. But everybody around me would start getting angry. You know,
Michael, let me ask you a question.
Emulate from me.
When you realize that you're on some dangerous ground, you accepted Christ, did you ever get any deliverance?
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting to that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. With these stories, there's so many tangents. After that, I decided I wanted out. I wasn't going to do it anymore after that happened to this woman's father, because I obviously didn't want that to happen myself. You know, I really honestly didn't. I was just angry in the moment, and I didn't really honestly wish her any real ill will, honestly. But I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore, and the demon kept coming around trying to get me to do some more. And I refused, and this thing literally threw me around the room. When I say literally, I mean I was picked up, thrown against every wall in the room, brought up to the ceiling, planted my face in the ceiling, and dropped down on my bed in my room.
Wow.
And I knew I wasn't going to get out on my own. By the way, in the hierarchy of things, the demon that I would conjure was third underneath, as far as the hierarchy of things, was third underneath Lucifer himself.
How many princes halfway. And principalities are there directly under Satan? What's the next chain of command?
There's nine levels, and above all those levels, there is an archduke or a lieutenant or whatever you want to call them in charge of that. And they're the they're the higher up ones that fell with Lucifer.
But in terms of the number, did you get any info on the number of princes directly under Satan?
Directly under?
At the first level, like the Prince of Persia, you know, was the one that withstood Daniel. I've been given various numbers, but no one has ever come out and revealed all that they know. What information do you have? How many princes are there?
Well, as far as prince, like I said, they're calling me princes, lieutenants, archdukes, whatever you want to call them, of Lucifer's hierarchy. And I know that there's 9 levels, and there's an archduke in charge of each of those levels.
All the way down to the foot soldiers, which are the legions?
Yeah. There's still one that's in charge of all of those. You see what I'm saying? For each level.
Yeah, we would like to do a program with you, and we'll debrief you and get some information. And that's the litmus test for me, Mike. I talk to a lot of people. They come out of the occult, but they're tight-lipped. And I say, well, you know, listen, you're either 100% Christ or you still got 1 foot back in the occult. So I appreciate your honesty.
No,
the ones that won't say anything about what they know, I'm a little bit worried about.
Well, the way I look at it, okay, being ex-military, I happen to know that the one thing, the one weapon that is the most dangerous weapon that you can have is intelligence on your enemy.
That's right.
I've been behind enemy lines. And now the big thing that I've been doing is spiritual warfare against them.
Now, did you break any of the witchcraft curses that you put on yourself by dabbling into it?
I hope so.
I'll tell you what we'd like you to do. I want you to call in Saturday night, and we're going to pray with you just to be sure.
All right. When you want to do this?
Well, we'd like you to call in Saturday night with Dr. Pat and I. We're going to pray and make sure you've broken all the curses from being involved in it. And, of course, we'll do an interview with you and get the full testimony.
Sure,
Mike, God bless you for calling in tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been helping out. I've been helping on BAM's show and Spirit Fire. As far as they've been, I'll tell you what, y'all need to pray over that way too, because they've been having a lot of spiritual warfare going on there. They've got one that wants to come in and disrupt their show all the time.
Yeah. Well, you see,
it may be different people, but it's the same demon.
See here, this kind of a ministry is not in a ministry that you get saved a couple of months later, you come in and you're a deliverance ministry. You don't know anything when you're just a couple of months old in the spirit.
Mm.
This is a very serious ministry.
Yes, it
that,
is. I've been out of witchcraft since 92.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about ministers, okay? I'm talking about people that want to be deliverance ministers.
Yeah.
Because you're going to come under a lot of attack. And if you have not the foundations implanted in you for self-defense and to overcome the powers of darkness, you don't have any business even talking about this kind of thing. You know, as high
I've been having
as
a lot of people I've been having to talk to lately about this. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great that they're so on fire for God. They want to rush right out and do it. I think it's admirable of their eagerness. You know what I'm saying? I love that they're on fire like that. But they just do not have the background, and a lot of times do not know how to effectively fight these things.
Well, let's put it like this, little brother. I'll tell you right now, you can lose your life doing this. You cannot go out there and attack the powers of the world and just be a fresh Christian. So, I mean, it was years of training before the Lord allowed me to do what I've done, what I do. I've been in the ministry 35 years.
Yeah.
And one of the dreams that we have is training ministers. And you take a person like yourself. You've been on the other side, and God can take a person like you and train you to be a very, very powerful, effective minister on his side. That's what he did with Bishop Kanko.
Yeah.
When Bishop Kanko came out from under the sea and his father sat on the throne over in his country, and he was training to be sit in his father's throne, and Jesus supernaturally saved him. He walked around for about 3 years, and none of the pastors would have anything to do with him because they all knew the family. And there was one pastor that stood with him. Eventually, they decided that he was real, the other pastors. Once they decided that he was real, he took them and trained them concerning spiritual warfare over the city and over the country. The result of him teaching them to fast and pray and do what a minister has to do, the end result of that, if you go to Ghana, you can't be president of Ghana unless you're a Christian. And that's because people were doing what we're doing here tonight, praying and binding the powers of darkness. But you can't be a little person that's just come into the kingdom of God and heard a few messages and think that you've got it all together, because you don't, and you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And see, we've had people that have listened to... Wait just a minute. Let me finish. We've had people that have listened to this program that have decided that we don't know what we're doing, that have gone away from the program, and they're trying to do what we do, that have not been trained, and that have slandered our name, and they think that they know more than we do, and they know nothing. They're going to get in trouble. It's just a matter of time. And so that's all I'm saying. We love everybody here. All we're trying to do is to bring people together, to get the captives free, and to train new ministers.
Amen.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
God can use you fantastically, brother. I'll tell you that right
yes.
now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right on.
One thing about those of us that have been on the other side and
yes.
get saved and delivered, we don't have the fear of these things like a lot of people do.
Exactly. And you know things that we don't know. See, the things that I know about, and I've written a book called Solitary Satanists, about a guy like yourself that was practicing solitary Satanism in his room. And so the things that he was sharing with me after I got him delivered, I never was involved in Satanism. I only know what he told me, you see. It's
right.
just like, some of the things we'll only know when you tell it, because we've never been in Satanism.
And
so that's the value
of some of that stuff.
Of
just telling, some of that stuff just
yeah.
telling you doesn't give it justice.
Right.
You know.
Your
praise
time.
Praise God. Yes. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in and get in touch with me, and we're going to bring you on the program. And we also would like you to call in Saturday night at 8 p.m. That's the program that Dr. Pat Holliday will do spiritual warfare training to get people out there equipped to do self-defense and
yeah.
then take offensive measures against the enemy. And
yeah,
that's what we're looking to do, is train new recruits to go out there and start battling.
I kind of consider myself kind of like a spiritual bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
When I come across
these
things anymore, I just go into total attack mode.
That's what
yeah.
it's about.
Yeah.
Go all the way for Jesus.
That's what it's about. And you see, it's having no fear of the enemy, but it's also knowing who you're connected to, and it's knowing the Word of God and knowing how to take that sword and use that sword against the enemy. And some of those things, immediately God will start training you to be able to do things. But the more you know on our side, the more power you'll have on this side. It's like a lot of people that come out of witchcraft, they come into the body of or the church, and they see a bunch of crazy people calling themselves Christians that don't know squat about nothing, and they come in and they think that they're smarter than God's people, and they are, let me tell you. But every now and then they'll come and they'll find somebody that Jesus has trained in the art of warfare, and we have things that we can share with you that you can learn from us, but you have a whole bunch of things that we can learn from you. And so it's when we can work together with you and you can work together with us that both of us gain and explode in knowledge that we can help other people. That's the way it operates. But when you come around little novices that that know a couple of things and they think they got it all together, I'm just telling you, you're looking at a ship getting ready to get wrecked. And it isn't going to be funny when it happens.
There's a couple of people that I'm working with right now, you know, and I'm not going to go into details about them because they come on these shows and listen too. But the main thing is that sometimes, I mean, they're so on fire to go in there, and I've had to tell them. I said, you know, I really don't want you to do that yet. I have no doubt that one day you're going to be really great at it.
Yeah.
You know. But right now, you're just new on this. You're still trying to sort out your own stuff.
Right.
You know.
And you see, if God has provided a person on the Internet that has been in the ministry for 35 years, has ministered, if you can minister in Africa and down in Trinidad and Jamaica and some of these countries, you can minister anywhere in the world. But just to give you an example, there was a woman in Jacksonville that was one of the chief praise women in this town. And she went over to Africa with a group. And her dream was always to go to Africa. And she told the people, she says, I'm going to leave my heart when I go to Africa. She went over to Africa with this Christian group. Guess how she came back? She came back in a coffin, and it was a group of people that thought, well, I'm a Christian, I can do that, and they went. They had no training. You know, I take people to Africa with me, and about 99% of the time I'm over there having to pray to keep them alive.
Yeah.
I know another
group. I can believe that totally.
Yeah. I know another group here in one of these towns that went up into Massachusetts where the cabinet witch lives. And she is the chief witch of Massachusetts. And if Mondale had been elected president, she was going to get the title as chief witch of the United States. She's got a lot of power. In Massachusetts, most of your churches have been painted black, and most of your Christians are gone. At Halloween, they take black caskets down the streets, the witches, and they go into the cemetery at nighttime. She's got a heck of a lot of power. Well, I know some Christians that went up there thinking, just because I'm a Christian, they can't touch me. And they went up there going in those Christian bookstores. They even went and walked through some fire. And let me tell you, they came back and they've never been the same since they've been there spiritually, because although they think nothing happened to them, something happened to them.
Amen.
It's not anything to play around with.
No, it's not.
Dr. Pell, let me also say to some that are out there and listening right now, once you've gotten some deliverance, don't stop. I don't know anybody who's gotten completely delivered of all their demons at one time. It's like an onion. You're going to peel back a layer, which just visualizes some demons. You get rid of those, and you get down the next layer, and you keep getting deliverance. God won't necessarily let you get all your deliverance at one time. He may point his finger at a few that are going to come out, And as you continue to progress, you get some more and more deliverance and more, but you don't want to stop and say, ah, I called in on Saturday night, I got prayer with Dr. Pat,
and I'm good to go.
No, you're on the right course. You've taken the first step. What you now need to do is you're wearing diapers now. You've got to start getting fed with the Word. You've got to keep coming back and going to the program, learn about how to stay protected, self-defense, how to identify other areas in your life where you're going to need more deliverance, start increasing in knowledge, get into the Word of God, going over to MiracleInternetChurch.com and reading the e-books, going through the audio material and the videos, and keep learning. Because once you've taken the first step, now the enemy has identified you, and he's going to target you and try to come back in. And you're going to have to be on guard.
I'll be honest.
To stay safe free.
I feel the presence of him once in a while, and I just tell him in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you have no power here. Leave my presence now. And he always does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know his energy because I used to use him all the time.
Right.
And it's the same one. He just lurks.
Right.
You know, and it usually is when I'm depressed or upset or something. And he's going like, oh, you're in a bad mood. Let's see if we can get him to go back and start casting spells again. And it's like, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
That thing almost killed him. I'm like, I'm going to take him back.
Yeah. And Bishop Canco told me, he said, Dr. Holliday, whatever you do, don't lose your temper. Because that's an open door for the demons to come in, is to lose your temper. So we have to learn to walk as Christians as well as use the Word, too.
Yes. Amen. It's again, don't stop, because
you don't
want to lose any ground that you've gained. You know, I was watching a video today, Dr. Holliday, with Wynn Worley, and he said, look, you know, we've cast out millions of demons probably over decades, but point is, he says, I still have something I need deliverance of, and I probably won't get total deliverance until I go home to be with the Lord. You know,
it was called the fat spirit.
He needed some deliverance here, no doubt.
Well, a lot of times these demons sit there. If you cast them out from somebody, they'll follow you home just to irritate you.
Yes.
Because you lost them, the hold that they had on the person that they were attached to, so now they're looking around for somebody else, and they'll come and try and oppress the one that actually cast them out.
Well, see, that's why we cage them. When we cast out demons, we call them to go into the cage, and then we send them to the feet of Jesus. And I learned a lesson a long time ago, not to just cast out devils and let them free. I wrote a book called The Walking Dead, and it was about some witches downstate some many years ago. And they came up to Jacksonville. They had gone through some deliverance with another ministry downstate. And they brought this woman up here for me to deliver. I wasn't as smart about these things as I am now by any matter of means. But I could get demons out. So I cast them out. And a couple of months later, I got a call from a pastor in the other county, and he had this woman that she had dabbled around in witchcraft, and they couldn't get the demon out. And the demon kept saying, I'm not coming out because Pat Holliday cast me out over there in Duval County, and I came in her, and I'm not leaving. So I went over to the other county to minister to that woman. And that's when the Lord started teaching me that we don't just cast them out and leave them free to roam around, because they'll find another body.
We find
them and we arrest them and we put them in a cage, according to Revelation. And several scriptures in the Bible talk about birds being in cages.
We take them out of commission.
We take them and send them to the feet of Jesus to be judged. He is the judge, and he cast them into hell. So we decommission them. Now,
Amen.
If
Dr. Pat, I apologize. We're at the top of the hour. I get 45 seconds. Give out your contact information, please.
Yes, I will.
PatHoliday.com. Go ahead, young man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was talking to me.
Yeah, go ahead and give yours out.
I'm on Facebook under Mike Hall. My email address is it's kind of funny, but it's Bubba19682007@yahoo.com.
All right, Mike, thank you for calling it on. I've got 10 seconds left. Pat, give out your contact website, please.
MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHoliday.com. Remnant Resource Network.org.
Praise God. And if they wanted to get a hold of the witch doctor and the man, can they find that up on Amazon?
They'll find it on Amazon, on your webpage and my webpages, and it's a must book for anyone to read to come deeper into the spirit realms.
I want to thank you for coming on, Dr. Pat. Folks, every Sunday night at 8 p.m., Dr. Pat will be holding the School of Intercessory Prayer. Join with us and start spreading the word. And send out this program tonight to anyone that was not able to make it so that they'll come in next week. God bless you, Dr.
Amen.
Pat.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Pat Holliday of Miracle Internet Church. And I want to thank everybody. I will see you again tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell.
It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus.
Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.